Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right. $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
Sarah, we are Klein Alley Show. If you want to go to Japan and see the Strokes, I don't blame you. It sounds like an amazing trip, and we will make that happen. In fact, we are halfway through the week, which means we're pretty much halfway through the standby boarding list. If your name's not on it yet, shame on you. Give you a chance coming up in about an hour and a half and then throughout the day, and then give that trip away on Monday. So you'll be heading to Japan to see the Strokes, plus tickets to see them right here in August at the Just Like Heaven Festival. Yesterday after the show, Allie and I had to go to downtown L.A. for a meeting.
For our date, our weekly date.
And how many things during that meeting, Allie, do you wish you could take back?
Oh, so, well, first of all, I'm not good in those situations at all, especially when it's a conference room and there are people that are used to being in the corporate workforce. Mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable at all, especially when it's like a meeting to talk about yourselves and when there's PowerPoint presentations, I just get highly uncomfortable and I never know what to say. And I never know what to do with my hands. And this was a situation where, yes, you and I were together again outside of work. Mm-hmm. It was a work-related thing. But I think there's probably three or four different things that I could take back. I think they were setting us up for failure, though, and I have a theory as to why.
Setting us up? I felt fine. I don't think I did anything wrong even a little bit. And you
was there a ramble climb?
Did she ramble?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yes. There was a lot of rambling.
Excuse me, that's why we were both there.
But the best part about the
ramble about ourselves.
The best part about the ramble, and we're sitting in a room, and this is, some people from the, quote, sales team here at K-Rock, and then a couple of potential clients that are going to start advertising on the show. And, it was really supposed to just be go, wave, shake some hands, and say, hey, we promise if you trust us with whatever it is you're trying to promote, we won't screw it up. And that's it.
And I think, Allie, those people, you know, who are super busy want you to be clear and succinct. I don't think they want to hear a bunch of rambling.
So not only does Allie ramble, but she decides to do something very interesting where she brings in a platter of food and sits.
Excuse me. Allie, they forced
wait a
us
minute,
to
what?
Eat.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Wait, but this is like outside in the hallway or something?
I'm going to start.
I didn't bring in a platter of food.
I'm going to start with before we even get to that. There was food that was put off to the side that was part of the meeting that we were going to. There was like a little trough of food.
Okay, hold on. You have
over
to back up.
On another table were leftover salads from a totally different meeting with a totally different group of people. I look up and I see Allie over at the other food table.
It was better food.
That's not food for the meeting that we are attending. And I kind of give her the, I try to give her the nonverbal.
Yeah, you're at the
wrong table.
Right.
And she's like she's already got a mouthful of this other food, which was clearly for a different meeting and different people.
So, okay. The initial invite for this said, why don't you guys hang out for the first 15 minutes of this meeting? And then everyone is going to stay, have the big meeting and have lunch. I was not expecting lunch to be a part of what was going on. When we arrived, there were two lunches. There was a really yummy lunch, and then there was a lunch that I was not really feeling. Looked good, but it wasn't going to be my thing. That happened to be the lunch that was for our meeting.
So you go back to the original plate. You don't need lunch. You don't have to eat. No one forced you to eat.
I wasn't going to eat. And then they kept going, eat, eat, eat. Come on,
get in line.
What
were the different lunches?
There was like a big, heavy taco bar thing, and then there were like a bunch of different salads and stuff, and I had already eaten was the other part. There was really no business for me to eat. I was not planning on it because they didn't say we were eating, and they were like, we're actually gonna start with lunch. And I was going, great.
And
now
you didn't want to be rude.
I didn't want to be rude. They kept telling me to eat, so I just chose the lightest, and a lady told me, eat from either one.
Well,
she said, go over there if you want that salad.
Someone said something to me. They said, tell Allie she's at the wrong table.
Then someone's sabotaging me. There was a plant woman there that was sabotaging me.
Then we walk in and we sit down at this boardroom. And so really, if you've ever seen an office boardroom, there's an annoying setup. But we're there. And Allie decides to...
Well, everyone says, why don't we start this...
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's meeting while we're eating, so, which is another weird thing to do.
But Allie decides to take the world's biggest bite of food, and then...
I didn't think they were going to throw to me.
And then she decides, after she fills her mouth with food, that this is where she's going to start her ramble. So she decides to talk about pretty much the history of our relationship in this radio show while she has so much food in her mouth. She's looks like a squirrel.
No, I was hamstering it. You can't tell.
Both cheeks are full of food.
I was saving it.
And she's doing that thing where she's going, I go, oh my God, she's never going to get through this story because.
I was on their level, all right?
I'm
not putting on airs here. I'm eating a salad and talking.
So she answers this long question, which went on very long, and she's got a mouthful of food the whole time. And I kind of am elbowing her to the table going, just swallow already. Right, just swallow.
Take after your mom for once.
And then pull the throat gun and swallow it.
No, it was what happened after that embarrassed me more.
Which part? Because there's two big ones coming. Which part was it? The part where you got stranded in the parking garage?
No, that was actually embarrassing, but not to the people that we were meeting with. That was just a separate embarrassing situation.
Was it just you two, or was there anybody else involved?
Uncle Scott was there.
Uncle Scott was there.
What do you think? Was he ashamed?
He said everything was great, but he's a salesman.
He's a sales guy. They always said everything was great.
Yeah, finger guns.
So at one point, they said, all right, well, we're going to get into some business now. Klein and Allie,
that the cue for?
You guys are more than welcome to leave. Thank you for staying so far. Allie proceeds to jump out of her seat very quickly.
I didn't jump out of my seat. I was getting up because I was taking the cue, and then your dumbass stayed seated. And then everyone started talking more, and I was stuck there being the only person standing in the room. And then everyone proceeded to talk for another 10 minutes, and I had to just... casually stand and lean against the chair like,
Sitting having a conversation.
I can't sit back down
Allie
now.
Allie is standing behind her seat now in this uncomfortable, weird position.
God.
And I just am going.
It's like I was about to do someone's hair.
You're standing behind me. Like,
so embarrassed. You're supposed to get up too. And by the way, you've done this in many situations where we're in a meeting and it's time to leave.
One.
We're all trying to leave. And I stand up to initiate the let's go.
Yeah.
And you just sit there.
Right, because I thought it would be funny.
And then I'm just standing.
You stood for the next 10 minutes. The meeting proceeded. Everyone's sitting at a chair and Allie's standing behind the chair, which is very strange. And then we finally exit. And the best part is, Allie asked if she can use the bathroom before we leave. I didn't know these people we were meeting with listened to our show at all. But while Allie's in the bathroom, one of the women that we were meeting with goes, hey, I just need to ask you before she leaves, is it true that Allie doesn't wash her hands? And I said, yes, that's very true.
Oh, thanks so much.
And then Allie walked out to shake the woman's hand and say thanks for the meeting, and the woman tried to give her like an elbow bump, which was great.
No, she said, did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
And then I did the whole...
She asked?
Yeah.
And I showed her my hands as proof.
Like a blackjack dealer leaving a table.
I was like, there's water left over. They're clean-ish.
Then we get down to the parking garage, and I can already hear there's like a... I don't know what's happening behind me, but I can tell Allie's getting into some altercation with the person working at the parking garage.
I did get mad at him.
And I hear her getting elevated and doing that whole, well, that doesn't make sense.
No, okay.
What kind of policy is that? And I'm going, oh, my God.
They were trying to hit her up for like a dollar or something?
Trying to leave, and I decide, should I... And then I hear...
Most places do Apple Pay. I didn't have a card on me. I had cash or I had Apple Pay. And the guy said, we take physical cards only. And I said, well, I don't have either one of those. So what do you want me to do? And then he said, it's card only, physical card. I was like, I have cash. I have Apple Pay. What are we going to do here? And then he was directing me to get out of line, which is such a drive of shame.
Right. The car's piling up behind Allie. And I hear this happening. And like the good person that I am. I get out of my car and I hand Allie my credit card and I say, go ahead. And that was her big slow play, so she wouldn't have to pay for parking.
No, I tried to give you my cash and you wouldn't take it.
Nice El Cheapo move right there. But so in every part of this little meeting, this is why we don't get to leave this building very often. We are absolutely unable. We're unable to actually handle people in the real world.
I don't know why we got invited to this meeting in the first place.
No,
we don't make anything better. But both times I tried to leave were bad.
Oh, yes.
I'm not good at leaving.
Yeah, you know, but it's funny because people want you gone, but you're terrible at leaving.
I know.
And this is why when you guys...
I wanted to leave the meeting.
When you guys give me a hard time and you say Klein just disappears at the end of events, he doesn't say goodbye, he doesn't hang up the phone properly, he just... I don't want any of that uncomfortableness that I witnessed from you, so I just try to disappear. I'm like, boof, gone.
Okay, well, then good for you. I wish that you would just take one for the team. Help me when you see me doing the stand-up thing.
Why would I do that?
Stand
it was
up
so
with
funny.
Me.
You just stood
and
up there.
And then we walk out. That's all we had to do.
You stood up there and crouched awkwardly next to the table for 10 minutes while everyone was looking at you going, what is going on with
this woman?
I did
different leans, too. I was like, I'll do one elbow lean. Now I'll do both elbows.
So we lost that client.
Yeah.
That's what we're getting at.
Sorry.
So,
sorry, Scott.
We have open space now if you'd like to advertise on the show. Lots and lots
we'll
of open
anyone.
Space. Be right back after this quick break with your ADD news. And we have tickets to give you, all sorts of stuff, including a Pizza City Fest. We'll get you into the private show with bleachers and more after this.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.